You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, August 28th. It was a busy weekend with itinerary changes after Hurricane Franklin in the Atlantic and Tropical Storm Idalia now spinning around in the Caribbean waters. Now, Carnival Magic and Carnival Legend have altered their six-day cruise itineraries to Bermuda because of Hurricane Franklin in the Atlantic. Carnival Magic will now sail to Half Moon, Nassau, and Freeport, while Legend will only visit Nassau and Freeport. Now, Disney Cruise Line made the decision to change Disney Fantasy's Western Caribbean cruise to an Eastern Caribbean cruise because of the tropical storm Idalia down there in the Caribbean. This is the second weekend of heavy tropic activity. Last weekend, a hurricane impacted the west coast of the U.S. If you're cruising this week, check with your cruise line to make sure things are A-OK. And MSC Cruises, MSC Seaside was delayed returning to Port Canaveral due to technical issues impacting the ship's maximum cruising speed. Now, this delay delayed both debarking passengers and their travel plans, as well as those who were scheduled to embark the ship for the next four-night Bahamas cruise. MSC Seaside is currently sailing out of Central Florida from Port Canaveral. And another website glitch. Carnival Cruise Line's website experienced an error that incorrectly calculated the total of its Cheers beverage package. Now, while the daily rate was displayed correctly at $59.95 per person per day, the total package price for the entire cruise was not displaying correctly. In fact, it let guests purchase the drink package at an 80% discount and without the requirement of both guests in the cabin having to buy the package. Now, Carnival's brand ambassador, John Hill, clarified the glitch, saying that the prices would not be honored and they would be receiving a full refund. Carnival also sent out a discount code for guests who were impacted for a little bit off that next drink package. Cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1.2%, 15.90. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 99.77. And Norwegian flat, 16.87. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.